We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with our folks from USD 3D3, Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and School Board President Jardine Coleman. And we're going to talk a little bit about donations and grants and some school announcements here as well. Jardine has the list of donations and grants for us.
Yes, I do. First, we have a $12,600 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley for College Hill Early Learning Center. We have a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Learning Early Learning Center. We have a $2,000 cash donation from the Kansas Leadership Center to USD 383 for $120 gift cards to give out to people who received the COVID-19 vaccination on July 30 at our open enrollment. And then we have a $41,015 grant award allocation from the USDA Food and Nutrition Service to our Child and Nutrition Department for fresh fruit and vegetable programs that gives all K-5 grade students at Northview and Ogden a fresh fruit or vegetable snack during each school day. And that puts our total this week for $59,615 in donations and grants. And we are always so grateful for the community that supports our school district, and also to our staff who work really hard to apply for those grant awards that supplement our budget.
Yeah, the grants are so helpful, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and it's neat to hear that, you know, we're hearing that lunch is going to be free for all students here next year. So, and that's is that part of that USDA Food and Nutrition Service thing?
Not this particular. This particular grant was focused on providing healthy snacks during the school day for two of our elementary schools. But yes, that is correct. Dr. Ray, were you going to add something?
No, I was just going to say the same thing, that it is part of USDA, not necessarily this grant, but it is part of USDA flowing through the states and local districts. And that's huge for our students to know that, you know, all of them get free meals at school.
Absolutely. Well, our community does such a good job of donating. You know, Manhattan Broadcasting takes part in the Stuff the Bus event here in July, and we saw how successful that was. And I've been following the Fit Closet on Facebook and just seeing, you know, how that list has been shrinking and shrinking, the needs list, and especially backpacks. I know they were talking that backpacks are a huge need, and I don't think they have much of a need now because the community has supported it so well.
It's been great. They're at central registration on Friday. Anybody that came in that I'm aware of that needed supplies was able to get all of the supplies that they need for their children for the school year. So, you know, to see people coming in excited about getting those supplies and having the supplies available for them was just a neat thing to see. And we, you know, really appreciate everybody who made those donations. It really does make a difference.
Yeah. Well, what are some other announcements here to pass along to listeners?
Well, speaking of registration, we do encourage people to get their children registered as quickly as possible. It's important for us because when we know the accurate numbers for the different schools, that allows us to make some adjustments in our staff accordingly so that we can make sure that our classroom assignments are as good as they can be for the very, very first day of school. So please, you know, get your kids enrolled, get them registered. And if you need any help, you can contact the school that your child will be attending. That I know they're happy to help anybody complete that process and to get all of our kids registered. So I want people to know that. Also, new educator orientation that did start this morning, that we have 80 new educators joining us. President Coleman and I had an opportunity to meet with them right before joining you, Brandon. And, you know, it's exciting to see them here. Their enthusiasm for being in USD 383 was obvious, and just excited to get another school year going. We do have our Oliver Brown dedication ceremony on Saturday, August 7th. It's going to start at 10 o'clock. There's going to be a short ceremony outside the front door of Oliver Brown Elementary. And then we're going to open up the school for tours until about noon. And this is one of those, we want people to wear masks. You're required to wear a mask in order to get in the building and go through the tour. And also a reminder, first day of schools, Wednesday, August 18th. And there will be more information coming out from all of the schools here in the near future about that.
All right. Yeah. Oliver Brown is going to be a welcome addition to the school district. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to that. It's always neat to open a new school. I don't know when the last new school opened here in the school district. I would have to defer to somebody else on that question. But how exciting is that to finally see this key piece of the bond project come to fruition?
It's really exciting, Brandon. It has been a long time coming. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to live just around the corner from Oliver Brown. And so I've been able to go on walks to just see the progress happen over the last year and a half. And it is just an amazing experience to see drawings on paper turn into a building. And then for a building to turn into, you know, the heart of a community that's going to be in that Green Valley area. We're so excited to be able to share this with all those families.
Dr. Wade, are there any unique components to this facility that you don't have in any other buildings?
I can't think of anything that makes it. I mean, it's unique in the fact that it's new, its location, all of those things. But we really strive to provide, you know, comparable facilities for all of our students in all of our schools. So we did keep that in mind as the school was built. And that's part of the reason for the bond construction projects would be to bring all of the schools up to, you know, a higher standard. So as a new school is built, we try to make sure that other buildings, you know, the people are equally proud of those buildings as well.
Yeah,
and I do want to mention, too, that with the grand opening on Saturday, we are going to have Cheryl Brown Henderson there. She's from the Brown family that the school is named after, you know, Oliver Brown. And she's going to be speaking during our grand opening, the dedication ceremony. So she'll be speaking there right about 10 o'clock before we begin the tour. So I encourage people to come out and hear her and her story.
Wow, that's a great opportunity. That's a nice link to history right there for our community.
It really is. And the family is committed to working with us to helping to share that information, not just on Saturday, but on an ongoing basis about why is Oliver Brown important? Why is Brown versus Board of Education so important? What does it mean for us now and in the future? So it's really great to have that link there. And that family's been great working with people here in the district, you know, all along the way.
Yeah. That's...
You know, Brandon, you asked about unique features, and we will have one unique feature in this building that is specific to the name of the building. We have worked very closely with the Brown v. Board of Education Museum in Topeka, and we will have a display in the building that explains the history of that court case. And we worked really hard to make sure that it was understandable for K-5, since they will be the ones that walk past the display and the signage every day. But that will be a unique feature. We will tell the story of why Oliver Brown was important enough for us to name an entire school after him.
Awesome. Well, with the murals we have at the rec centers, both Douglas and Anthony, and I assume there will be one at Eisenhower too. How great would it be if we could get that some sort of project like that at that school?
That would be fantastic. You know, we do have an opportunity through some foundation funds through Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to expand the art that is present on our school properties. And so that is something that our art department is working on right now. And I think that's an excellent idea to take back to that group of people. Thanks for that.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great facility. I'm going to miss the grand opening. I'll have to go do another opportunity to tour that building at some point because I got to be somewhere else on Saturday. But that's going to be fun, and looking forward to the new school year. Guys, anything else before we go?
I don't think so.
No, just looking forward to getting staff in, get students in. A lot of movement going on right now as we get the schools ready, and it's just right around the corner. So looking forward to it.
All right, sounds good. Well, we appreciate the time here, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show here for the first half of the program. We'll have more guests here from Manhattan Fire Department and Pottawatomie County up next on News Radio KMAN.